Thank you for calling Art Top Fiber. This is Tiffany. How can I assist you?
Hi, Tiffany. Do you have my account up? Is there a supervisor available to talk to?
Yes.
Manager or something?
What can I do for you?
Is there a supervisor or manager?
Yes, ma'am. You're speaking to one. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, do you have my account up as you see my phone
no,
number?
No, ma'am. I can see your phone number, but I don't have any information to pull up your account.
Okay. What would you like to know to pull up my account?
Okay. What's the reason for your call today so I can start off better assisting you?
Well, if you can get into my account, then we can discuss that, Tiffany.
Okay. What was the reason?
Do you want to get into my account first?
In order for me to better assist you, I'd like to go ahead and have that information so I can go ahead and be ready for that.
Are you a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, all supervisors handle calls differently, so I'm asking for the information up front in hand.
Right, and I'm asking you to sign into my account before I discuss my personal information.
Okay. What is your address?
121 Lighthouse Drive.
And what was your name, please?
Andrea.
A-N-D-R-E-A?
Correct.
Allow me one moment. Last name, S-N-E-L-T-E-N?
Correct.
All right, and what can I do for you?
Okay. As you can see on our account, we were scheduled for a fiber hookup on June 29th.
Okay.
Do you see that, Tiffany?
I'm looking at your account. You can proceed with the information further.
All right, Tiffany. We were scheduled for hookup on June 29th. The guys came. They couldn't get through our pipe, and there was no junction box in front of our house. So they could not hook us up, even though we canceled our Spectrum cable because we were supposed to be hooked up with Arch Top Fiber on June 29th. So they were coming back the following week to run the cable from three houses up the road out of the junction box up the neighbor's pole across the high wire line down to our pole into our house on July 6th. Oh, they did that, which is an awful long way to be running fiber. And you know what? They couldn't get a signal. So the guys that were here on July 6th said, don't worry, we will be back on July 8th, 2 days later. We will connect everything and I'll send you a text or an email to let you know what the password is to get into your account to turn it on or whatever. July 8th came and went, no contact. July 9th came and went, no contact. July 10th, I get a phone call from a representative. They want to schedule an appointment to hook us up. When the guys on July 6th told us, you don't need to be home. We'll just come and do it on Monday, and you'll be all set up. 2 days later, we're getting a call that we need to be here to schedule a hookup. So we left it at that, and we cut the ties with you guys. I have been getting phone calls and phone calls about setting up an appointment to get you guys to hook us up. Three strikes, you're out. We have your equipment, and I don't want it, unless you can give us some kind of deal for all the BS that we have been through, maybe like a couple of 3 months or something to see what's going on, if you want to finish just hooking us up or not, or else social media is going to get a whole load of everything that we have been through. I spoke to someone earlier today. They didn't ask about the modem or the router. And I blocked your phone number because I was tired of getting the calls. And my husband told me that we have the modem and the router. And I really don't want your stuff unless you can give us some kind of free trial to try it to turn us around from our thinking. Meanwhile, we have no internet or anything because three appointments with you guys, nothing was done. And there's a lot of complaints on Facebook, and I can add to them. And I'm calling to find out. And I hope you're a supervisor and you're just not blowing smoke up my ass, that maybe you can do us a solid and for all the aggravation and having no internet. And that's why I'm calling after I was on hold for 40-something minutes when you're at 24 hours of customer service. And that's another, like, kind of like a red flag is, like, why do you have such a high call volume on a Friday when you're 24 hours open? How many people are calling to complain? Okay, hey. Tiffany, your turn.
Thank you for explaining everything to me. I absolutely apologize that this is not getting anywhere to resolve getting internet as well. I understand your frustration to the highest. Unfortunately, I can only send this over to my team to have them contact you back to see if we can definitely give you some free service for a couple of months and see if we can go ahead and get you connected and hooked up.
No, I don't feel like you're a supervisor. I feel like you're bullshitting me.
Okay, I'm sorry that you feel that way. This call is monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Again, all supervisors handle the calls differently in an orderly, timely fashion manner.
Okay,
and this
do you
is
have
the,
like a badge number or something so I can...
No, ma'am, we don't identify badge numbers or provide last names.
You don't? Yeah, see, so I really, that's something else that there's no reassurance because there's
okay.
No trackability.
It's tracked by calls or monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. That's how we... But I wrote everything down. I understand your frustration, and I'm sorry that
you
don't believe that I'm a supervisor, but I completely understand that. And I went ahead and notated here and sent this information over further. I apologize. I'm trying to assist you the best ability. I allowed you to speak. I'm trying to let you know what's going on my end. I'm sorry that we're both communicating at the same time. I allowed you to speak. I'm going to go ahead and...
Are you seeing previous notes on my account?
I'm not seeing anything here.
Yeah. Okay, see, what? Where were you?
I'm sorry?
Okay, Tiffany, what's next?
I'm advising you that there's no notes on your account. That's why I'm the first at hand to take care of this problem for you so I can see what we can do further for you.
Okay.
All right, and did you want someone to call you back? I mean, and have that line unblocked?
How do the previous guys that were here on July said we didn't need to be here? Because we were. To hook us up with July 6th there. You don't have any notes on the service call on on June 29th that they couldn't get through when we had two guys here. And then on July 6th, when there were two men here for probably like 4 hours, there's no notes on our account. Plus, they left a bunch of garbage by the pole. They pulled out our Time Warner Cable phone line to run their line. There's no notes of any of this.
Correct, and I apologize, as I'm seeing here, that there's none on my end.
There's none on your end, and you're only going to offer me a couple of months of free service?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that. You mentioned that you're wanting free months of service if they can get you connected up. This is what I've gathered, all the notes that you advised me of from June 29th all the way to July 10th.
Right.
So I wrote everything down that you had advised me of, and you're requesting free service for a couple of months if they can connect your service up.
I'm requesting free service for longer
Correct.
Than that, because I have had so much of my time has been on the phone trying to contact you guys. And I'm really disappointed that all the phone calls previously, there are no notes. Nothing has been recorded. When we were supposed to be hooked up on June 29th, and you would have had us locked in as a customer then. And then come July 6th, nothing. 8, 9, nothing. And we're on the 12th. And I feel like I'm kind of fighting for service with you guys. I mean, I want to give you a shot, but I need a little something in return.
Okay, and I definitely understand that. As informed, I definitely have all your notes here and going to let someone know to reach back out to you so we can see what we can do further for you.
Yeah, Tiffany, and I'm sorry if I seem a little, you know, frustrated. It's not meant towards you. I mean, it's Friday night. I don't want to be on the phone. I was on hold for 40-something minutes until you picked up, you know, and it's just like, why is there such a long hold? How many people are calling to complain? So, do I need to wait for somebody to call me, or should I call back tomorrow during, like, regular business hours?
You can most certainly wait for someone to call you. If you don't hear back, I say, by end of day business time, you're more than welcome to call back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. Bye-bye.
You too. God bless.